Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We live in the so-called information age, and knowledge is held in the highest esteem. Information. Have you noticed everybody wants your information? Yeah. Is that right? Information. And we've got information overload. Type something in your search engine and get 3 million hits. Yeah. And if you're not smart, you'll try to go through all of them. You know, there's a better way to live than the tedious, never-ending process of elimination. It's called being led by the Spirit. Huh? Instead of doing endless research and process of elimination for days and weeks, you could have spent 1/100th of that time praying in the Spirit.
Amen. Come on. Come on.
Waiting on the Lord, and the one, the only one you need to know about, just come up out of your spirit to your mind.
Come on.
Don't be led by likes or dislikes.
Amen.
Don't be led by approvals or disapprovals or stars or lack of stars. That you're letting somebody else make your decision. You're letting somebody else lead you.
That's right.
And then if you get into it and it's a big mess, you want to get mad at them. Yeah. Well, don't get mad at them. You could have prayed. You could have heard from the Lord for yourself. You could have been led by the Spirit. True or not true? Let's watch about this information age. Wasting all of our time trying to process all of this information. Most of this you don't need to know. And you'd be better off not fooling with. And not knowing is just going to clutter you up. And rob you of your peace and your joy. Selah. Think about that. But what did it say? Read it again. If any man think he knows anything, it's not, everything is not about what you know. And when it comes to religion, the emphasis is on knowing all these things about God. But you and I will never be able to impress God with how much we know about Him.
Amen.
I'm not knocking education, but having a lot of years of higher education is not the same as loving God.
Right.
If any man think he knows anything, I don't care what you think you know. You could be doctor of doctors. You could be the foremost authority on this in the world. That's not going to cause God to look at you and go, "Woo, ain't you smart?" Because compared to what he knows about it,
Amen.
You are Ned in the first reader. I don't care. If you are considered the genius on the planet, the foremost authority, how many think if you were the foremost authority, God could still tell you a thing or two about it?
Amen.
Oh, he could talk to you for 5 minutes and you'd go, "I don't know anything about this." You don't know anything as you ought to know it. And so we must not think it's our superior knowledge that's going to fix everything. Are there many in this world that think that? They think that. They're convinced of that. Knowledge is everything. If you know enough, it's not true. What's the big deal with God? Verse 3. But knowledge is not going to do it. Knowledge is not going to put you on God's radar, so to speak. It's not going to make Him take note of you. How much you think you know. But if anybody, any man, love God, you got his attention. If you love him, that same one that loves him is known of him. Now, you might say, well, doesn't God know everybody? Not in this sense. He does not know everybody in this sense. What do you mean? Remember Jesus said he would say to some people, depart from me, I never knew you. This is experiencing him like Adam knew his wife Eve. This is intimacy with God, experiencing him. Who's going to get to experience God? Not just those that think they know a lot about him. Those who what? Who love him. In John 14, notice this. 14th chapter of John, 21st verse. In fact, if you're interested in this, this entire 14th chapter is full of what we're talking about. Jesus said, he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. And here's practically a definition of what it means that God will know him. I will love him and will what?
Manifest
myself to him. The complete Jewish says, I will love him and reveal myself to him. The Amplified says it like this. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. God doesn't become more real to you just by accumulating knowledge. And people who don't believe in him, their experience seems to confirm their belief. Because the less you believe in God, the less real he's going to be to you. And that's not going to change until you begin to believe in him and love him more. Not only is God a God who reveals himself, but Isaiah said he's a God who hides himself. I'm convinced if God revealed himself any more than what he's doing right now, there'd be no room for faith. He could easily shake this planet in a way that there wouldn't be one person left by the end of the day that didn't acknowledge that God was real. Mrs. Why didn't he do it? He's purposely not doing it. This is a time, our span of life is a time when our heart is going to be revealed. Some will choose him and love him. Some will reject him and hate him.
That's right.
And we have a lifetime to demonstrate what our choice is. And that's going to determine who does what and who is where in the world to come, the scripture says. What we're doing right now is the shortest thing we'll ever do.
Amen.
The briefest thing we'll ever be involved in. But it's going to determine who's in God's family and who's not. Who's with him and part of his kingdom and who is not. If you want to know more about God, you're not waiting on him. We're not waiting on him. He said, draw near unto him. What'll happen? He'll respond. He'll draw near to you. You begin to reach out for God and believe in him more and love him more. Immediately, he's going to begin to reveal himself to you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because
yeah.
You're hungry for him.
Yeah.
You want him. If you don't care, you're not going to get it. Now, go with me to John, please, the fifth chapter. John 5:39, Jesus said this. The Bible said the common people heard him gladly. The farmer, the rancher, the guy on the street, they liked Jesus. The leaders, what we call the leaders of the church, which would have been the leaders of the temple, most of them did not like him. at all.
Amen.
And we're going to get into to why some. He told them, because they are supposed to be doctors of the law. That means that be they got their doctorate of divinity. They are supposed to be experts on the Old Testament.
Yes.
The law and the prophets. And he told them. He said, you need to search the scriptures. Because in them you think you have eternal life, and they, these scriptures that you're, you know, so big on, are talking about me. They're testifying of me. Verse 40. And you won't come to me that you might have life. Now keep reading. He said, I receive not honor from men. Keep that in mind. What did he say? I don't receive honor from men. Why would he say that in this context? It's going to become plainer as we go. But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. Now, the complete Jewish says, I know you have no love for God in you. And many times, you have to look at the context, look at the words used, but when, many times when it says love of God, it's actually talking about love for God. Now here are the leaders of God's people in the temple and the law, and Jesus is telling them what? They don't love God. He said, you have no love for God in you. This is their life. They go to temple. They read the scriptures. They perform the ordinances. And they don't love God? Jesus said they did. Well, why are they there? If they don't love God, what are they doing? Now, refer back to our series recently on not judging. Keep that in mind. He said, I know you. You have no love for God in you. I'm come in my Father's name and you don't accept me. If someone else comes in his own name, him you'll accept. How can you believe? How can you trust? You're busy collecting praise from each other instead of seeking praise from God only. Revealing what they loved. You seek after what you love.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.